I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting The Morning Stream. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/morningstream and start living a better life today. Coming up on TMS, Senior Citizen.
Taco Bell Hallmark Lesbians.
What's this? What's this? There's fingers everywhere.
Canadian colon coins.
Unnatural goat sex.
I felt them pulling the tube out of me, but not in a good way.
The elephants are coming!
Friends don't let friends sell lurgings.
Low rent George Clooney.
Freaky people doing freaky things.
Bigfoot Urkel.
Shut your speaker grade, Alexa.
What color is your stool?
Ew. Major spoilers and a little micro pinky on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I was angry at the doll for mocking me, but somehow I couldn't hold it against the man who was actually making him do it.
So you see, ladies and gentlemen, the point is quite clear. It is obviously impossible to get what you want.
Wolfman's got cards. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Monday, December 6th, 2021. I am Scott Johnson, and he is Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
I am. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, you got a little whistle in your step,
a lot more positive in my attitude than I had Friday. I'm also upright, which I wasn't on Friday after my colonoscopy.
Yeah, they give you the two options. The two options are they're either going to fart like a monster or you're going to be cramped like a monster. And you went, took from
ILB. I decided on cramping, apparently. Yeah. And from the time I got out of there at about 11 in the morning until 4 o'clock the next morning, I was cramping and in pain. Like, they just filled me like a Goodyear blimp full of their gas, and I just could not get it out.
Yeah, so it's a lot of air, man. They pump you up.
It's a lot of air. Yeah,
and they let you drop. I don't remember very but well
I,
what happened
I
to me.
Blew the sheets off the bed at 4 a.m though, Scott.
Like, good. Yeah. I'm happy for Tina at the end of the day. That's who I'm happiest for. Well done.
Might as well jump to that. Should I jump to that really
quick?
Yeah,
go ahead. Tell us all about it. As much as you want to tell, you don't have to tell us everything, I suppose.
Well, got up, you know, basically after having a full day of nothing but liquid and Jell-O and a non-red popsicle, went in, and the whole process was, and everybody says this, like, it's a very easy, painless deal, with one exception. Sat me down in the chair, asked me what color my stool was. I looked down and said, well, it looks brown. Or it looks silver with brown padding on it. Now she says, you're number two, what does it look like? And I thought of it afterwards, and I wish I would have said, like, flat mellow yellow, like a Mountain Dew I want to hand back to the Taco Bell cashier and say, give me a new one.
Yeah, that sounds right. By the way, sounds just right.
But it came to, like, adding the IV line, so they have to jam a needle into you.
Right.
And I don't really usually have a problem with needles. What I do have a problem with is when they can't find the vein.
Oh, yeah.
And this hand has four holes in it.
Oh,
from her trying to find a vein. Like, basically, you know, I've got the two vein lines that come down from the knuckles towards my wrist.
Yeah.
She was jabbing in there and, like, you know, just this concerned sound coming out of her.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's like, oh, I don't want to look. And if I look, I am going to freak out. I don't know why. I don't mind the needle going in. But if I look over, and that's exactly what happened, like, the world starts just kind of going gray. Mm. You feel like your scalp is being, like, pushed in, kind of. Mm-hmm. The kind of feeling. You start getting cold sweats. Yeah. And I felt like I was going to faint, but I didn't.
Oh, good.
So finally she ended up having to go through, found a vein in my wrist. And so put three holes in the back of my hand and then a working hole in my wrist.
Nice. So you're Spider-Man is what you're saying. You got Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man now. Yeah, exactly. If I was Spider-Man, I'd have webs shooting out of my hand in every direction. If I was the Tobey Maguire version.
Hell yeah.
And then, you know, you're in your cold backless robe. They walk you into the room. You get on the table, lie down on your side.
Yeah.
They tell you, all right, we're going to run the knockout juice down your IV line, and you're going to have a weird taste in your mouth, and it's going to hurt for a few seconds.
Yeah, it's that good good Michael Jackson stuff they give you. It's
really my God, it was.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you're, you know, it's probably going to be about 10 seconds. I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally taste the.
Yeah, just out. It's one of the most, like, you can't do anything about it, but you kind of embrace it. It's like, okay, take me now. I'm ready.
My goodness, that was some. I mean, how do I get some of that stuff just for home use?
Yeah. There's this thing, of course, it's a TikTok challenge, but when people go to get either surgeries or some reason they're knocked out, they film the counting. And then the person, the goal is to try to count as long as you could. Sounds like you'd make it, what, 8-9 seconds in that count, and you'd be out. That'd be end.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if counting down from 10, I would have made it to 8 or 9. It was that quick. It was like instant. And then woke up. I remember the experience, the feeling of them pulling the tube out of me.
Ew, ew.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But not in a painful or anything like that kind of way. I just remember, like, as I'm coming out of it, I'm feeling that I'm like I'm one of those. You remember, did you have one of those cars from the 70s, Scott, that you put the plastic thing in, you go,
pull
it out, and the wheel keeps going. You just, then you set the wheel on the ground.
Yeah.
And
let it go. Like that.
That's what it was like.
I have I talked to your doctor. They sent me the sound effect or the sound clip of what it actually sounded like. Here, this is what it sounded like. Wow, that's real.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, rough.
You know, then got in the car. Now, Tina wasn't able to come in, so there was no chance of even getting any audio for me.
Oh, right. This is a post-COVID event here.
Post-Scott. Yeah,
well, like, you know,
COVID's
current.
Like, COVID's over. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a post-2020 moment where this is how they do it now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in the chair, and I was pretty with it once I got off of the table in the procedure room, because I walked all the way from there with a woman holding my arm. I walked all the way there to the room where I had my prep and my clothes and all that sort of thing. So
yeah,
there would not have been any good audio from me. Just kind of like, I'm tired. Yeah, I definitely felt that. And oh, I'm so hungry. And that's all you would have gotten. You wouldn't gotten any little groundhog coming out of the hole, or guy on Twitter lied, or
that guy on Twitter lied.
Yeah, it's too bad we don't have Brian's version of coming out of a whatever. I was really hoping that day, but I didn't even think about the COVID thing. Of course they're not gonna let someone else in there. Duh.
Yeah, so basically Tina had to wait outside in the car, and then and then took me out there and all that sort of thing. They got me out to the curb, and then Tina picked me up and promptly handed me a Winchell's old-fashioned donut, chocolate-covered. Oh, so good.
Yeah. And then Freddy's. Like a little Freddy's.
And then Freddy's for lunch. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So whatever weight I lost during the whole thing, I made sure to put some of it back on. I didn't put all of it back on. No. I went 2.5 steps down, one step up. So
nothing like jamming a donut in there after all that and just keeping things equal, you know? You don't want to go too crazy.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly. Well. But they found a couple polyps. They pulled one of them out that was 12 millimeters, and I think J.K. Grammer told me I should name it Jackson Polyp, which
I think
nice. Is
Jackson Polyp is a great idea. That's great.
Well done. I wish I could keep Jackson Polyp, but
they don't let you, do they? Yeah.
No. They're analyzing it right now, and they'll tell me, you know, how long I've got.
A room full of experts are all poking it at his dime-sized. It's about a dime, right? It's about how big that is.
Yeah, about a dime. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah. What if it is a dime?
Not bad.
What if they inspect it?
We found a dime in your colon, Brian. Yeah. Would you like it?
Not very common to see that bit of currency anymore. So
you could use it as a tip at Winchell's when you get your next donut.
Why not? Well, I'm glad you went. It's always good to go. Yeah. It's a reminder. Yeah. I got to go again in like a couple of years. I don't really want to, but I got to.
I know. Yeah, they want me back in 3 years, so that'll kind of get me back on the zeros and the fives, right? Mm. Like 50, 55, 60.
Yeah, age-wise. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that sounds crazy that we're that close to 60. I don't like that.
Put another dime in the colon. I don't want to hear that song no more.
Your little change purse. Oh, hold on, I got change.
Zip. Exactly. Yep. Nope, that's a quarter. That's a nickel. Oh, how did Canadian money get in there?
Yeah, no kidding. There's always a little Canadian coin that gets in there somehow. Well, that's great. I'm glad you're well. Real quick here, so Taylor rents out photo space in the studio downtown in Salt Lake City for her photo shoots for people. So like when she needs a studio environment that's you know, it's also in the winter, so it's cold outside. You can't do the outside stuff as much. So she books like, I don't know, 7 to 10 families, couples, people, whoever, they're all doing photo shoots. And she goes out there and does them for them. And, you know, it's what she does for her job. And anyway, she rents this place out. It was built in the 20s. Old ass freaking studio high rise thing down in the middle of town. I never even knew it was there, but some guy who owns it just rents it out to photographers and artists and stuff like that. Anyway, we're going down there to do some headshots and some promo things for Skim and some other stuff. So, and bringing her lunch and just hanging out with her in general. Mm-hmm. While we're at this deli place getting food for everybody, there is a dude sitting outside the deli place, real twitchy, super agitated, you know, drugs probably, you know, I don't know probably. What ones, kind of methy looking. And
check his teeth. Did you see how many teeth he had?
I didn't check his teeth, and unfortunately, he never really showed them, and maybe that's because they aren't there anymore. I don't know, but at one point, he looks at me. I'm in the car while Kim and Carter are in the deli. I am outside there in the car, just kind of keeping things real. And I have my window cracked a little bit, and I noticed this dude staring at me at one point, just staring me down.
Okay.
And so I roll down my window about half, and he's maybe 2 car lengths away at the entrance of this place. He's off to the side and toward the store, and I'm away from him. And I'm not worried about it or anything, but I think, well, all right, let's see what's going on. So I roll down my window, and I go, everything okay? And he looks at me. And he stares for a second, and then he says, "The elephants are coming," he says.
Okay.
And I went, oh, all right. Cool, man.
All right. You're one of those. Cool. Okay, good for you.
Rolled that window up again. That was the last of our conversation. I have no idea what he was talking about, but apparently the elephants are coming. Now, he may, you know, maybe he was just trying, that was his way of saying, there's a Republican committee meeting in downtown Salt Lake City this weekend. The elephants are coming. We got a new elephant coming to Hogel Zoo. Or, you know, maybe it's a very practical thing. But I think he might be super on drugs and losing it. And,
yeah, might be tweaking. I think so.
I don't know quite what to make of it, but I ended up having... So I slept like garbage last night. I think I think this thing turned into a sinus infection. Long story short. I was up all night because of it. It was just killing pain. My whole half of my head just felt like it was going to explode. And of course, any moment I did get to sleep, I dreamt about elephants. So
yeah. Boy, there is nothing like the weird dreams you have when you're sick with a cold or flu or something like that, man. It's so bad.
I hate it.
I don't know if it's the NyQuil. I don't know if it's just the sickness itself or what, but my God.
I thought it was getting better, and then I don't know. I think it got infected or something. I got to talk to my doctor today and see what they want to do. But I'm on like day 10 now of this freaking thing or longer. Come on, man. I'd like to enjoy part of my holidays. Brian drank a bunch of Gatorade, got a camera up his butt. You think I could have a better
exactly.
time?
I mean, come on. If you can't enjoy that, then you're doing something wrong in life.
Yeah. Now, somehow you also saw a couple of previously recommended items. And I'm very curious about one of these because I still haven't pulled the
So you and Nicole and now Randy do these recommendations as part of recommendals, and and I want you guys to know that I watch the things that you guys recommend. I you know, out of respect and love for you and Nicole and Randy, I watch the things that you guys recommend. Sure. Anyway,
I see what you're going.
I can't remember. Was it you or Nicole that recommended Lula Rich?
She did, but we've both seen it since.
Okay, yeah, and it is. Boy, is that.
It's a hell of a thing.
Great and disturbing as heck, these people. Yeah. My God.
I don't like those people at all. I hate them.
No, they're horrible, horrible people.
Yeah.
But it's a great documentary, and people don't let friends don't let friends sell leggings. That's just what I'm going to say right there.
That's the truth. And also, what's craziest, the craziest thing about that to me is the now billionaire owners of this multi-level marketing thing.
And their audacity and their narcissism.
Yeah.
Of like, well, you know, it wasn't our fault. The people just sucked. That you know, they just weren't trying hard enough. They weren't selling. They didn't believe in it.
Yeah, and, horse pekaki.
Oh, man,
such,
they were
such bullcrap.
The worst.
Yeah, they're the worst human beings I've seen in a documentary in a while.
We're gonna find photos of them with Jeffrey Epstein at some point. I think they're gonna be Jeffrey Epstein photos with those two.
Yeah, if there's not, I'd be shocked. Anyway, so you saw what was the other one though? Yeah, this is the one I'm excited about.
Yeah, I also watched Pig, which is the Nicolas Cage. It's now streaming on Hulu. I think when Garrett recommended it, I was in Ireland. And that's why I thought, like, oh, I'm going to watch Pig, and I'm going to be able to recommend it on Wednesday. And then I did a little search. And we really need a spreadsheet. Then I did a search and found it in the Twitter feed. So I was like, ah, crap. Well, I can't use it Wednesday. But anyway, I'm having a hard time thinking of any Nicolas Cage movie where his acting was better than his acting in Pig. He's good, right? I mean, you know, but you know what you're going to get with your Con Air or Face Off or The Rock or anything like that. Pig is so good. And Adam Arkin, trying to remember if there's anybody else.
Oh, Alan
Arkin's son, the low rent George Clooney.
Yeah,
poor man's George Clooney.
I like Adam Arkin. Another season two alum from Fargo. He was great in that.
Anyway, it's about a guy who owns a truffle pig, and said pig gets pignapped, I guess is the best way to talk about it. And then you start to, as he starts to look for the pig in Northwest America, you start finding out more about the pig, but also about who this guy is. And it's great. It is so, so good.
I need to see Pig. So it's on Hulu. I don't have an excuse.
It's on Hulu.
So it's just like,
it's right by Parasite.
Yeah, Parasite. Like
Parasite and Pig right next to each other.
Right there. There's no, you know, who, what, in what world do I have an excuse not to see either of those movies?
Make it a great double feature night, Parasite and Pig.
There you go. The double P, everybody. Well, he's one of those guys where you can tell he's paying the bills quite often. And then other times you're like, oh, he's like kind of genius in this, and
he really is. And he just plays it with this kind of low, smoldering affectation that is so perfect for this character, and really, really sells it. So,
well,
highly recommend Pig, and also recommend Lula Rich. Something, and I'll really quickly tell you something that I'm on the fence. I'm not using it Wednesday. Oh, maybe I will use it Wednesday.
I'm not using it. No, you know what? Maybe I will use it.
Maybe I will. You know what? I will use it Wednesday because it'll foster a lot of discussion. There is so much disagreement over this movie on the internet. And
controversial.
People either love it or hate it. And I'm still processing and I have to decide what I think about it. So that'll be... Ooh, I'm excited. That'll be on Wednesday. You'll find out what the hell I'm talking about.
Okay. TV show or movie?
Movie.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
Movie. And
I'm into your cool your idea. I like it. Tell me where you saw it so I can think.
I saw it on Hulu.
Hulu.
Also on Hulu.
Oh, you had quite the Hulu week.
Yes. Yeah, it's got a name that I still don't understand completely how it connects to the film, but
all right.
We'll talk about that on
I'm into
on Wednesday.
Your take. Ooh. Yeah, your hot take on Wednesday.
How's that for a little teaser for an upcoming episode?
Yeah, that's not bad. But I'll tell you what else isn't bad. A chance to hang out with our old pal Brian Dunaway. Yeah, that's right. He's here to play Babel Royale. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian, pal.
Hey, man, pal.
Hey, pal.
Hey, listen.
Hey, pal. Listen, I didn't know we pal. Were retreated back to the 1940s. Hey, pal.
Hey, pal.
Hey,
PayPal.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, heypal.com.
Can I get some hey, pal?
It was the Venmo of World War II. All right. Hey, what's going on, man? Are you doing all right? You having an okay Monday so far or what? What the hell's going
on? Yeah, man. Everything is going good. You know, it's Monday. You know how I feel about Mondays. I love them.
Do you? Do you?
Really? And that's not sarcasm.
I don't believe you. Why do you love them?
You and Garfield totally disagree on that point.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, new week. Yeah. Who dis? Yeah, me. It's all new, Brian. All the failures from last week can kiss it, and all the new failures upcoming have an opportunity to not be failed.
Mm. It's a chance to experience a whole bunch of new failures.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, you're a resilient young man. Yeah.
Fount of positivity is what you are.
That's right.
Well, what else do I? What other option do I have? What, yeah, lay down on the ground and just die?
Yeah, we all have that option.
I could do that.
You
all
could
right,
do that.
One second.
You can totally do that. Don't do it now. No. We got to try to win prizes for people first. Speaking of which, Brian and Ibbett here has got some rules and contest information about this before we start. Brian, take it away.
I do. Welcome to the Morning Squirm, a back and forth trivia game where our players will match wits on topics that would have even grossed out Mother on the alien ship. Scott and Brian will take turns answering multiple choice trivia questions, and if they get it wrong, the other player gets a point. The player with the most points after 5 questions wins the prize for their contestants. And you're asking yourself, who? Who are these contestants? I hear you. You guys are asking yourself that question. Well, contestants are pulled from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to be here live. Scott, you're going to be playing for Fact Checker Fred in New Hampshire. Yes, that's right. That's what he put. I'm sure he means New Hampshire. I mean, sure he means New Hampshire. But
I'm sure he's making sure that he keeps his fact checker job. So, yeah.
Yes, right. And he'll need it for this one. Brian, you're going to be playing for Helen T. in St. Louis, Missouri.
Ooh, Missouri. Ooh, Helen T. Yeah.
Helen T. Not gonna dox her and do her full name. So Helen
Perfect.
T.
Nice.
All right. So Brian, I think you no Scott. I think you won last time. So Brian, you're gonna go first.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
all right. Let's start with this one because it feels appropriate. If you're getting surgery, there's a chance some objects might get sewn up inside you.
Oh, God.
What is the most common item that doctors leave inside people during surgery?
Oh, God.
Their
a
man
feeling,
penis.
A feeling of death. Go ahead.
That's right. Is it sponges, needles, tweezers, or clamps?
Clamps.
I do actually have a clamp inside me still.
Clamps. That's what I was thinking. Clamps are often left intentionally. And so I definitely don't think you're going to forget a sponge, sure, because you're like, you know, sponge that nurse, make sure that it stops bleeding.
Yeah.
I'm going with SpongeBob. Okay. In my belly.
Going with sponges. Is the answer sponges? It absolutely is.
Oh, nicely done.
You get a point.
Yeah. Yep. Well done. That's right. I would not. Well, whatever. Had I been asked that, I probably would have gone with that too. But it feels like clamps. Yeah. Clamps are the like classic one. You always saw in movies.
Well,
and
clamps will be left in. Feel like Brian said, probably more intentionally than forgetfully. Right. Like right. You know, right. You'll. All right. Let's get to Scott.
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anthony Victor holds the record for the longest hair on this body part, which measures 7.12 inches, 7.12 inches. Where, what body part does Anthony Vigor have the longest, have 7 inches of hair on? Okay. Is it A, his taint, B, his ear, C, his right foot, or D, his nipple?
These are all areas for which you might.
These are all areas where you grow hair.
Yeah, there might be a hair there.
Now, is it a single hair, or is it like I'm imagining long bits of hair?
I imagine he has a lot of hair, but but one of them just happens to be 7.12 inches long.
This is why we always get in trouble with in English, because it's like, is it hair or is it hairs? Is it multiple hairs?
Well, I think it's a single strand of hair that is that long, because I don't think
a bunch of hairs would go like that.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, gotcha. You don't. All your hairs aren't the same length.
Maybe.
Okay. That, you said that right like there, by the way. Something.
That is the length of the said hair. If you've got video, I'm holding up a tape measure that's about
come back,
that long.
Come back around.
Yeah.
Holy Moses.
Yeah that's long.
That's all right. 7.12 inches of tape measure.
Given all of this discussion, I'm going to say.
Your nipples are dumb.
Nipples. Let's give it to nipples.
All right. Here.
Nipples are dumb. All right. Is it his nipples? It is not.
Aww.
Damn it.
Brian gets the point. The remaining choices.
I'm record holder now. Sweet.
I thought I know what it is. I screwed up. I think I know, but I'm not going to say.
The remaining choices are taint, ear, and right foot.
Well, the taint. That would be insane. No one's going to brag about that.
Yeah, no one ever asked anyone about that.
I feel like you'd probably step on it if it was on your foot. Someone will go with hanging out his ear just to freak the ladies out.
Sure. Yeah. Is it the ear? It is the ear. Good job, Brian.
I knew it.
I'm trying something new today. I'm walking around my office getting the blood flow into my brain
at
the same time.
Oh, yeah. A little exercise. Yeah, that apparently
exercise.
It's working. Yeah.
It's working good.
I'm sitting here with no sleep, so that's why my brain is.
It might be, yeah, exactly. Well, Brian, I'll give you this one then.
All right.
Speaking of world records, Christine Martin has an odd way of relaxing. She soaked for 90 minutes in a tub full of what? Is it eels, worms, cockroaches, or maggots?
7-inch ear hairs.
Ear hairs.
Okay, so did she do this to relax, you said, in the question?
She did this to relax. She relaxed in a tub for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
The point was the relaxation, right? Was that some kind of health? Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
I don't know if this was just done for like, how long can she stand doing it, or if...
Right. I'm just going to relax in this tub full of blank.
Correct.
I'm going with... I think ills would be kind of nice, and I wouldn't. Maggots would be too much. It'd be too much. They would just be slipping around. You wouldn't be able to really, you know, find any type of place to really lay in the tub with maggots.
Yeah,
plus that's a lot of maggots.
Plus they're tiny. Then crawl up your hoo ha. Yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah. Eels seem like you could hug them. It's like, hey, new an eel.
Hug an eel. Yeah.
Hug an eel.
Hug an eel. All right. You're saying eels. Is the answer eels? It is not. Scott gets the point. Scott, your remaining choices are worms, cockroaches, and maggots. She also. This doesn't add anything, but looking at her world record entry in 2003, she also has more than 700 body piercings, and she is a spaghetti nasal blower.
Okay. Oh, those are weird. I used to hate that one.
You've heard of that before? Blowers? You've heard of spaghetti nasal blowers?
Oh, yes, you have it. You have a... God, I used to love going. I used to collect all the Ripley's
distance?
Believe It or I used to keep all the Ripley's Believe It or Not books. I used to go to the to the museums and stuff. Every time we'd go into a touristy town that had one, I loved all that shit. You know, give me some freaky people doing some freaky things, and spaghetti.
You're in every time.
Nose.
Yeah.
So is the record for how far they can blow it out their nose, or how long a strand of spaghetti they can blow completely out of their nose? Like, what is the...
Right.
Oh, right. What is the record there?
Right. Yeah. That's a good question. I don't remember that part. It was usually just me going, God.
Well, now I have a whole new thing that I want to look up on the internet while Scott's thinking.
Yeah, let's find out what that is. There's got to be video, too.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
All right. I'm going to go against what I would normally think, given you kind of gave us some information about her. She's a little bit of a wackadoo.
Yeah.
And willing to do really weird things.
Oh, so between worms, cockroaches, and maggots is one of them.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to say maggots. Let's go maggots.
Okay.
All right. Is the answer maggots? It is, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, you already got the point. By the way, it is distance, right? Spaghetti nose. It's called longest spaghetti nasal ejection. And right now, Kevin Cole holds the record for that. He blew a strand of spaghetti out one of his nostrils, achieving a distance of 71.2 inches.
It is the most amazing thing you've ever seen, if you've never seen somebody do it.
I've never seen it.
But, I think I got tripped on that last question because I was thinking about feeling the tub full of the thing and then getting in it. I bet she got in the tub because I thought this would have been like a solo thing. But I bet she got in the tub and then somebody poured maggots on top of her. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I found a picture of this Kevin Cole. He's got noodles hanging out of his nose. I don't know what's going on here. I can't find video. Somebody can find video of him horking that thing out. I want to see it. I want to see what's up.
Well, and I can't find... 7.5 inches. Boy, the way the Chicago Tribune wrote it, it was 71/2, all with no spaces or anything like that. So I thought 71.2, but
you think you want to see it, but it's
video.
It's almost like Hollywood magic because you see it leave the nose, but then it like disappears for a minute and then it lands somewhere. So it's like magic.
Foul. That's foul.
Oh, there he goes. Oh,
wait, did you find it? Is this popular?
Oh yeah. Hobson or Klein.
All right.
Put it in chat.
I'm looking it up. I got to see it.
And I do like how, for some reason, it recommends a Tucker Carlson video afterwards.
Like spaghetti from the nose.
Yes.
Ugh, that's gross.
Blowing out your nose.
Now that I've seen it, I regret some things.
No. Okay. Yeah.
All right. New question.
Much regret. How about a new question?
Yeah, let's do that.
This won't give you the heebie-jeebies. Blah. How long is the leg span of the Goliath bird eater spider?
Oh,
yeah, that's
okay. This question is for you.
Okay.
What's the leg span of the Goliath bird eater spider? Is it 9 inches, 11 inches, 13 inches, or 16 inches?
Oh. Now, is this what he tells the other birds, or is this what that actually is?
you mean the other spiders?
Yeah, spider. Sorry, excuse me.
Yes, yes. That's just what he brags. That's what he puts on his Tinder profile.
So what was it? A foot?
9, 11, 13, 16.
9, 11, 13, 16. Let's go the full tomato here and say 16.
16 is the answer. 16. It is not. Brian gets the point.
Damn it!
Your remaining choices are 9, 11, and 13.
These are all bad answers, by the way.
I feel like it's, I feel like it's the same as my shoe size. It's a 13.
Oh.
13 is the answer. 13? 13.
What?
It is not 13 either.
Oh.
11 inches, which is 4 inches longer than that guy's ear hair.
That's
There's the leg span of the Goliath bird eater spider right there.
Yeah, they got that name on purpose. That's a real name. They should have. Oh, hold on. We can't let this pass. Don't we?
We got to talk about Brian's shoe size.
You have size 13 feet?
Sorry, ladies. Brian's taken.
Ladies, yes, I'm a little short, man. I'm like a hobbit. I'm only like 5'10", but I got size 13 feet. I have to wear the triple wide? Got big old honking,
I didn't know this.
If you seen Bigfoot, it would be me.
I've never noticed this. You got great big feet. I mean, everyone freaks out because my feet are small for me. I'm 6'3", 6'4", almost, and I have size 10.5s, maybe.
Oh, wow.
I can probably get away with a pair.
How do you even stand up?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I wear 11.5, 12s, so.
Yeah, that's more normal for guys our height, though. Like 11.5, 12 is normal for a 6'2".
For a 6'2" dude, that is normal, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Now, my kids growing up always wanted to have big feet. I want big feet. I'm like, no, you don't. You go to the shoe store, the shoes on display for the men's are size 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And they look good.
Yeah, they look great.
And then you ask them to bring out the 13, and they all like boats. And you're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's no good.
But and half the time, with more common, smaller sizes, like, oh, do you have this in an 8.5 or a 9? No, I'm sorry. Yeah. All we have are 13s and 12s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time, they're not going to even have them. Like, they're going to say, oh, the best we can do is a 12 or whatever. So,
yeah, right, exactly.
All right. I had no idea you had such big feet.
I'm wearing clown shoes. Let's go.
Derp a derp.
I've seen very grainy video of Brian walking in the forest.
Yeah, why is it always so grainy? What's going on?
Grainy video of him looking back.
The question is, why am I walking like I got a poop in my pants?
That's right. Stepping over that log, looking back, like something going on. Right.
Oh, was it me? Did I do that?
All right. Well, Brian,
I'm Bigfoot Urkel.
Yeah.
You've won, but let's keep going with one last question. And appropriately, it does deal with feet. A man in Himatnagar in Gujarat, India. Let's just say a man in India.
Sure.
There you go.
Owns the record for the most fingers and toes on a human.
Oh.
This human calculator must find it impossible to buy gloves and socks because he's got this many working digits. How many working digits does this guy have? Is it 22, 43, 31, or 28?
Oh, not per hand, but per total.
No. Like total digits.
So feet and hands, right?
Add up all his fingers and toes.
Okay.
Right. All his fingers and toes. And they all work. That's pretty
amazing.
I can
only count to 21, and that's with my pants off. So.
Right.
Right.
I was going to ask, hey, wait, where'd that one come from? All right.
Okay, so 20, I'm thinking,
22. I'll move these from smallest to largest. 22, right. 28, 31, 43. There you go.
Okay, so since it's the most of anybody, I can imagine there's a lot of people with the extra digit on the hands. That would be 22. And there's got to be at least some people out there with hands and feet. That's 24. Then maybe add on an extra more. What was the one that was, like you said, 26? You said?
22, 28, 31, 43.
28. We're going 28 with 28.
Is your answer. Okay. 28 is your answer. I guess that gives them an average of 7 digits on each appendage. Is the answer 28? It is.
Yes.
Good job, Brian. Nice. Yeah, 28 fingers, toes.
Whew. Well, if it was at 43, we'd all hear about it. We'd hear about that guy.
Like an average of 11 fingers on each hand.
He'd be in some kind of containment cell somewhere in some deep government building or whatever. I don't know. That's crazy.
Right.
It's insane. All right.
Anyway, so there you go. Yes.
Congratulations.
What's your reaction to shaking someone's hand with that many fingers? What is your reaction, Scott? What are you
gonna? You mean if like they just pulled their hand out and presented it and I shook it?
And pretended like it was just a normal hand. Here
they
you go.
Just like, here's hey, nice hand. To meet you or whatever. And I just in the minute grabbed it.
Right.
I would. You know what? I think you depends on what time of when in my life you asked me this question. Right now, I'd probably
right
go,
now.
Whoa, what's up with that? Whoa. I'd probably say that.
What's my God, Captain Kipper found a photo of this guy. Oh, that is weird.
What's up with that? Wait,
really? Hold on.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, he's got all sorts of, what's that?
Brian, I'm going to give you a link in our Discord so you can see it.
What's this from? What do you get this from? Like, do you...
Living too close to
a... Yes, I've seen this guy's feet. I could see this in my head earlier. I've seen this picture before. I don't remember him having two thumbs, though. That's weird.
Yeah, and a little micro pinky.
Yeah, like, and does that actually function? Because you said that functioned. Usually those don't function.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's just a loose little turd right there, isn't it? On the pinky? Both of them. He's got one on the other side, too.
He's got one on each. On each. Wow.
Yeah. Now, okay, so somebody presented
would you
me that
like,
hand.
Would you like a hand?
If that guy guy reached his hand out and I shook it, I would go, whoa, what's this? I'd say.
So you'd turn into like Jack Skellington?
Yeah, I go,
okay, cool.
What's this? What's this?
What's this?
Fingers everywhere.
You have fingers everywhere. What's this? What's this?
Oh, my Lord.
You've even got one there.
He's got a lot of them, man. Well done. Hey, who won? Who's our winner?
Helen T.
Oh, Brian won, and that means that Helen T. in St. Louis, Missouri is our winner.
Winner,
she's going to get a copy
well done.
Of Street Fighter V and Bad North Jotun edition.
Yes.
Yeah, Yotun's awesome. Cool. That's a Bad North.
But
really good.
Fact checker Fred won't be going away empty handed with all of his digits. He's going to get a copy of
the
Trailmaker.
The guy in India.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That guy never goes away empty handed. He's going to get a copy of Trailmakers. All of these courtesy of Wesley.
Hold on, Trailmakers.
Man, Wesley sent us some good games.
Really did. He always does.
Man. Do I know this game? Hold on, Trailmakers.
Trailmakers on Steam.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about that one.
People like this game. It's kind of Minecrafty, but you can build, like, it's mostly about building planes, helicopters, cars, boats, that kind of stuff.
Oh, interesting.
It's pretty
plane
cool.
Craft.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Racecraft. There you go.
Well done.
Hey, Dunaway.
Hey, Scott.
Here's the deal. Boop's taking the month off. We're not doing any shows in December, so you'll not find that today. But what you will find is last weekend we did Alien 4 Resurrection for FilmSack. And then this week we're doing, I forgot.
We're doing Better Watch movie. Out.
Better Watch Out.
2016, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Christmas horror movie, man.
Horror.
Exciting. But you're playing a lot, doing streams and stuff. Tell people where they can find it.
Absolutely. I've adjusted my schedule for December. I'm going to be streaming every night, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be playing some retro games, some indie games. I'm just going to mix it up. I don't know what I'm going to play on Wednesday. Who even knows?
Mm. You're the very definition of a variety streamer. Well done.
Yes.
Yep. Go follow him, you guys. He's Brian Dunaway. No, the Brian. No, what are you on?
No, I'm Brian Dunaway on Twitch.
Twitch. The Brian Dunaway on Twitter. I was getting mixed up. Twitcher, Twitter, Twatch, all those things, they get mixed
Twatch.
Up. Twatch. Welcome to Twatch.com, your hot new social media world.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be gross.
Yeah, it does. Hey, Dunaway, go get in a bathtub full of maggots, and we'll see you next time. Bye now. I didn't even let him say no you or whatever he says.
All right.
All right. Well done, everybody. We got some time for some quick news.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
It's time for the news brought to you by...
Brought to you by Soundography. A brand new episode of Soundography went up today. Listen, if you are like me and a child of 80s music... Alexa, shut up.
Yeah, what the frick? Stupid lady.
Shut your speaker grate. if you're a fan of 80s music like I am, you might be familiar with a band that had a couple hits in the 80s called Skritti Politti, led by a guy named Green Gartside. Perfect Way was probably the best known of those hits, or maybe it was Would-Be's Pray Like Aretha Franklin. Anyway, Hammond and I go through the entire catalog. I've been a big fan of Skritti Politti, who are putting out music even to this day. Brand new stuff coming out.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy. I love Green Gartside's voice, and it's a voice that you either love or hate because it's like higher register but smooth as silk.
Mm.
Amazing voice. Skritti Politti on the latest episode of Soundarger. Find out what the buzz is all about with Skritti Politti.
Heck yeah! Oh yeah, here they are. They have new albums all the time.
Yeah.
Look at that discography.
Put out a new single during COVID, I believe.
Let's see here. Yeah. Oh, wait. No, it says their last single was 2011. Has it been that long?
He recorded something with somebody then. Maybe it's under Green. It might be under just Green Gartside.
Just a different, yeah, not with the band.
Solo, yeah. I mean, he's Skritti Politti like Jay Maskus is Dinosaur Jr. Or,
right.
Matt Johnson is the, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think of Matt Johnson, I think of my idiot brother. That's what I think of. Right. Let's see here. They started in 78. That's crazy.
They did. Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. Well, there you go. Here's a story to get you all excited about your news day. Boy, thank goodness for bringing this stuff to you. It's breaking news. A woman allegedly breastfed a cat on a Delta Airlines flight. Oh, man.
How does this end up being alleged? Like, either she had the cat up to her naked breast or not, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's one or the other. A woman on a recent Delta Airlines flight allegedly began to breastfeed her pet cat mid-flight and refused to stop after getting caught. The incident allegedly happened during a recent trip on board Delta Flight 1360. A route.
Stop breastfeeding your tabby. Don't stop. We'll be landing soon.
Oh, man.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know why that song is perfect, but it is. It's perfect. That's perfect. Let's see. This is a route that travels between Syracuse, New York, and Atlanta, Georgia. An image posted on social media suggests that the purported cat breastfeeding happened while the plane was heading towards Atlanta, although it is not exactly clear when the incident happened. My guess is this is not her first time to that rodeo. The image circulating online describes the supposed event in what appears to be a screen capture of a message sent using aircraft communications, addressing and reporting systems, or ACARS, not to be confused with LCARS.
That was if she was on the Enterprise breastfeeding a cat.
That's right, which that'd be one of those episodes where the peptide cake or whatever that episode was. Which pilots used to transmit short text-based messages to the ground. The message reports a passenger in seat 13A, quote, is breastfeeding a cat and will not put the cat back in its carrier. In response to a request from a flight attendant, the message asked that the situation be addressed by the airline's red coat team upon landing. Who are they? What's the red coat team?
The red coat, I think it's like we have a spill on aisle 5. Like it's their code words for we want security here at the gate as soon as we open the door up.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like to me.
I don't get how you can get 14 videos of the same airline fight.
Yeah.
You know, somebody fighting with a flight attendant over putting on a mask, but we can't get a single photo of this woman breastfeeding a cat.
Yeah, this is like Bigfoot. You just don't have enough information. Yeah, you don't have enough proof.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I believe it. Anyway, we don't know how it went in the end, but they call this team, this red coat team, as, quote, this is Delta's description, elite airport customer service experts.
Oh,
specially trained to handle on-the-stop customer issues.
Did they go, the red coats are coming, the red coats are coming?
Yeah. I want a whole series called Red Coat, and it's just follows these guys.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
It's like, we got a breastfeeding cat, or we got a lady won't wear a mask, or whatever. You could do rip from today's headlines. Yeah.
I would be like, would you do it as a drama series? I was thinking like a reality show on History Channel or something.
Oh, that'd be all right. I'd do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. If it was a drama series, you could get real crazy with it. But what was the airline that had the reality show for?
Southwest.
Southwest, right. What was that called? That was like,
great.
Some kind of, it was good though. It was intense.
It was intense, but it was like, because you'd have people who are having problems, sitting across facing each other and, we're going to Las Vegas and we've lost one of our flight attendants. I don't know where they ended up.
And mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was always something real bad going on, or you had some customer all pissed because his transfer didn't happen or whatever. I used to think that was all right, but it also did feel like a commercial for them.
It did. Yeah.
And maybe it was, I don't know.
It was just called Airline.
Okay. Okay.
Or Airline on the Fly.
Airline on the Fly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, look at them.
Yeah,
go.
I can't tell. It's funny. One thing is called Airline. And then they renamed it on the fly. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
2004, 2005.
Yeah, that sounds like the era.
Mm-hmm.
Days gone by.
Yeah.
We got time for this story. A senior citizen. I think that's anybody over the age of, 60? I don't know how it works. What is a senior citizen?
I don't know what qualifies. I think 60 is the senior citizen. Yeah.
Senior citizen. You know what we're going to do? We're going to see how close you and I are to this definition.
Okay.
Okay.
Captain Kipper says 65.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Senior citizen.
All right. That's what the internet says. A person...
in case you don't know how to pronounce it. I love it. Excellent.
Yeah. It seems like a real hard one.
Senior citizen.
Oh, thank goodness. A person relatively advanced age, especially one who has retired, an old person, generally a senior citizen, is considered an over 60 years of age person, or number 3, an elderly person. So 60, this says.
Over 60, okay.
I'll go with Captain Kippers. I like yours better, dude.
I like 65, yeah.
Yeah, 65 is good.
Senior citizen.
All right, great.
Senior citizen. Senior citizen.
Senior citizen. Tell us what you want us to know. All right. Anyway, this guy, this old dude who's 60, was charged with having unnatural sex with a goat.
Oh, unnatural.
Yeah. As opposed to the very natural, normal sex with a goat.
Yeah, it's natural sex with a goat.
Senior citizen pleaded not guilty at the Sessions Court. Here to charge to a charge of having unnatural sex with a female goat at the back of his neighbor's house last July. Shari Hassan, age 60, was charged with committing the act in Kumpung Sungay Buye Ring Wang.
Yeah, that's Wang. It. Exactly right there.
Anyway, this is a whole thing about the penal code. He could get a jail sentence, by the way, a maximum jail term of 20 years and a fine or a whipping upon conviction.
Oh.
Yeah, he could get a whipping. Let's see. He's clad in a floral shirt, showed up. Well, hey, he's one of your people in the floral shirt.
Just because he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, people, that's all we're
saying. That's all it is. That's all we mean. I don't mean Brian's in the goat club or anything, all right?
That's right. We reached out to the goat for comment. All they said was,
This is pretty funny. When he was shown the exhibits, namely a green T-shirt and brown long pants that were allegedly seized from him during the arrest, the accused denied that the clothes belonged to him. Do the shirt and trousers belong to you? They asked him. He said, no, they don't. So anyway, it's still going on. He's not
guilty.
That's
what Shaggy wears.
Yeah, it is what Shaggy wears. You're
maybe
right.
Maybe Shaggy unnaturally effed a goat.
What was his real name?
Norval Rogers.
Norval.
Norval.
An old Normal Rogers there. Norval Rogers.
Kretz 89. It wasn't me. Different Shaggy, but you know what? It also works.
Yeah,
also
but that works. Word totally works. All right, we're going to take a break. Yeah. When we come back, Steven Schleicher will join us. We got a lot to talk about. We got some Spider-Man in the air. You can smell it. So we'll get to that in a minute. And before that, though, we got to do a breaking song. No, not a breaking song. A song break is what I meant to say.
Song break. Well, this is a breaking song. This is brand new. So I'm happy to give these guys some exposure.
Great.
Hey, back in 2015, a group of friends from Central North Carolina decided to form a punk rock project called The Second After. Kind of a high school band situation, but it's so much more than that. They've got more of an upbeat, positive tone to the songs that they release, reminding their listeners that all of life's challenges will pass. All three members of the band, The Second After, have been impacted somehow by music for the better, and their individual connections to it are what they pass on to their fans. So it's really, really cool. They start out in 2016 with an EP called Hit and Run. They're getting ready to release a brand new EP, We Are Who We Are. Here is a brand new single called Changes. This is The Second After.
Harder to know where to go. The winds are shifting, and nothing can
Ask yourself this simple question. What gets in the way or interferes with your happiness or prevents you from achieving the goals that you might have? For today, tomorrow, this year, this week, this month, whatever. Well, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment, so that's super convenient. You never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. That's pretty awesome. BetterHelp is available for clients worldwide, and they're committed to facilitating great matches, therapeutically, that is, so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. Everything you share is confidential. They are not a crisis self-help line. It's professional counseling, and you get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions and send a message to your counselor anytime. It's pretty nice. So whether you're dealing with depression, anxiety, family conflicts, trauma, anger, grief, whatever it may be, BetterHelp is here for you. Start living a happier life today. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/morningstream and join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp.com/morningstream for 10% off your first month. Thanks, BetterHelp.
That means he knows his job, period. His personal life is his own business.
You like to drink too much beer? That's your business. Andy here wants to beat up his wife? That's his business.
What the f***?
Mountain Grown for richer flavor. This is The Morning Stream.
Back to the show. Just real quick here, the this that you heard. Hold on.
What the f***?
For some reason,
yeah,
Van started cussing up a storm, and we don't know where he heard it because his mom's not doing it in front of him. That's what she says.
Yeah.
He's
got to be hearing it. He's not watching Better Call Saul when the parents aren't around.
Yeah.
One of his parents is teaching him this.
I think I might. You know what? I'll play the uncensored version here in the chat. You guys want to hear this? Okay, here it is. Here it is, uncensored. Van saying the F-bomb. Here you go. Enjoy.
What the fuck?
Golly. It's yeah, that's so not hard. Even like him saying, what the truck? And mispronounce it. That is like...
Yeah. It's bad. Yeah. It's real bad. And the whole time, Taylor's like, no. Like... That's, well, what are you saying?
Anyway. Yes, right. But every time he says it, you know, you've got your camera out, you're videotaping it, and everybody's
hilarious.
Laughing. So, of course, he's going to, like, keep doing it.
Yeah, of course he will. Here, he did another one here.
What the fuck?
Why is that so funny?
Oh, it's hilarious. And he doesn't know. He just knows he's laughing his little head off. Yeah. He doesn't know what he's saying. He has no idea.
It's funny because Tristan... pick that up from Tina, right? Tina, she'd be driving him around, and like car would get in front of her. She'd go, "What the hell?" Or she's, "What the hell?" Anyway, yeah. And we're out to dinner with my grandparents, you know, visiting in, and they put something in front of Tristan. They put a plate of food in front of him, and he goes, "What the hell?" And you know, as grandparents, you know it's hilarious, but you don't want to show how hilarious it is. Well, I guess you probably are just fine with that.
Oh, I love
Tina. Was mortified.
Hilarious.
Like, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, like if Kim's mother-in-law heard this, she would think the world's ending.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can't play it for her, but. No. Man, it makes me laugh. And when my kids were little, we tried to trick them into it. Because if Taylor said frog off when she was little, she would swear.
Yeah.
She just didn't know any better how to pronounce it. So you get that in a while. But he's full on just like letting it rip.
No, Tristan, when he saw a UPS truck, he would go, "You piss fuck," is what he'd say.
I love that so much. It's one of my favorite things you ever told me. I love it.
Ah, kids. Out like of the mouths of babes.
Tourette's syndrome, kid. Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Hey, what if we got Steven involved? I think
we should. Let's see what kind of words he knows.
Yeah. What does the world do when Steven enters the room? Well, first you hear this.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Hey, look who it is. It's Steven Schleicher, all the way from Hayes, Kansas, and the home and headquarters of MajorSpoilers.com. Hello, Steven.
Hey, Scott, what the flipping heck is going on with
you?
Yeah,
man. We missed you last week. Do your kids ever just let fly with the swears, and you're just like, where'd you hear that, boy?
God, yes.
Yeah?
The youngest, who's 10, will get on to playing his Roblox game or whatever, and it's just foul word after foul word, and I'm just like, hey, language.
Yeah, dude,
and
Roblox
just
is
continue on with it.
Roblox is a den of freaking iniquity these days, that place. There's some stuff going on in there. There's your real metaverse. Everybody.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Mark Zuckerberg, step aside. Roblox is already doing it, you weirdo. Anyway, well, that's good. He's 10. That's insane to hear that he's 10.
Uh-huh.
How is he 10?
The oldest is 14.
Dude, he'll be dating and driving and.
He's already driving.
Right. Because you're in Kansas. Yeah.
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 We've got him on the learner's permit. So. We drive around probably once a week for a couple of hours. So
now, isn't the deal? I thought the deal with that was you had to have kids that were driving tractors or something. Isn't that the law or something?
So yes, when you turn, when you turn 14, you can get a farmer's license so that you can drive on the farm, right? But that also spills out into driving everywhere else. But you have to have a farm to drive on. So what a lot of kids do is they have a grandparent that has a farm and they just say, yeah, my grandparents own this farm and I go and work there. And so that's how they get the license to drive instead of the learner's permit at 14.
Gotcha. Okay. That's interesting. Well, and
my son has asked, do you think grandma and grandpa would vouch for me and let me say that their farm is something I can drive on? I'm like, they live like 4.5 hours away, dude. They're not going to do that.
Do they have I didn't know you had family with. Did you grow up on a farm?
No, I grew up in the country, but not on a farm. We've got like 30 acres that basically my dad will, somebody will come and cut the hay every year, the grass every year, and then pay him a bunch of money to do that for their livestock. And sometimes he will let somebody put their excess cattle in the field to graze. So
are you going
to
inherit all that one day?
I don't think so. I'm not the good child of the family.
Oh, nobody likes Steven in the old family unit there.
No, I am the rock the boat child.
That comic book reading anti-farmer bastard, Steven, they say, around the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
Well, we like you, so thanks for being here. It's Monday. It's time for us to talk about
some
stuff.
Oh, hi, Brian. I forgot to say hello to you.
It's okay. I get it. We were doing the whole, swearing thing, so I get it.
Yeah. It's all good. Hey, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse trailer. Oh. Teaser, more like. It's more like a teaser.
Right. It was the fastest response that I'd ever gotten back from you or Scott when I sent out that email. Brian was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for this.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it really doesn't give you a whole lot that you see one character that we already kind of saw in the previous movie at the end, but still it's like, oh, more of this. I'm just so excited for more of this.
I am too.
Yeah, so am I. I guess the thing that I'm, and you know, a little bit of a spoiler alert, as we know, as Brian said, Spider-Man 2099 is at the end of the very first Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and it looks like, oddly, that he might be the bad guy in this next story.
Hard to tell, but yeah, it looks. Are you seeing that from other places besides the trailer? Because
I'm just going
from the trailer. Yeah. Huh.
So yeah, but the trailer just looks amazing. Now, the one thing that the other thing that is a surprise for people is this sequel is only part one,
right? Yes.
And so that might get a lot of people angry. Just because, you know, the first movie was so great and now this one, let's hope that the story is so solid that it will continue into a second movie as opposed to they're stretching a story out to make it a second movie or a third movie or a fourth movie or whatever.
It's you know, a welcome thing to have a Marvel movie where they admit at the beginning before they release it that it's part one of a two-part movie.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Now, the creators of this have said that this is, you know, basically the multiverse. That doesn't mean that Tom Holland is going to be in the movie, or does it?
Or does it?
While they've got, hey, Tobey Maguire, while we've got you.
Yeah, hang around. Somebody call Andrew Garfield's cell. We need him for another weekend or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
It looks great as always. Like just the look of that animation always gets me stoked. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
And listen, you know, it always happens, and it's a way to create some exciting action when your good superheroes meet for the first time. They all assume the other one is bad, and so there's got to be a little bit of a battle to like, oh wait, no, you're also good. Okay, let's join forces against the real bad guy.
Man,
the art, or the color scheme of this toward the back end of the trailer,
when it goes all 2D,
unbelievably cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, they should hurry up with that.
Well, we only have to wait until October.
Okay. Yeah. Less than a year.
It's not too bad, right?
Yeah.
As long as they don't change it, we'll see. Sometimes they do.
I mean, some of us will still have to wait until 2022 to go see the next Spider-Man movie, but.
Yeah, that's true. Me and you, Steven.
Boo. I'm not going to the theater, so.
Me neither.
Totally fine.
All right. Well, there's that. That's exciting stuff. Oh, a reminder real quick. This is the week of the launch of the second issue of that Tom Taylor alternate Superman history thing set in the Middle Ages. Can't think of the name.
That's the something Steel.
Brotherhood of Steel. Is that it? Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah, something Steel.
I can't remember the title ever, but I love that first issue so much, and the second issue is out this week, and I'm very excited.
Gritty Steel.
Gritty.
Steel Knight.
Steel Knights. Legend of the... Wait, is that all it is? Just Steel Knights?
Somebody says just Steel Knight.
All right, well, it's good. It's good is all I'm saying. Hey, do you like Jupiter's Legacy? Maybe check
Dark
out...
Dark Knights of Steel.
Oh, that's Knights of title. Steel. There you go.
Dark Knights of Steel.
Dark Knights of Steel. I knew it was longer than that. If you like Jupiter's Legacy, boy howdy, you might like Super Crooks on Netflix. Tell me why.
Did I hear you say that you were watching this, Scott?
No, I marked it though as a thing. I put it on my queue because some other anime head I know said, "Oh, you got to see this." But I have no idea what it is. So tell me more about it. What's going on?
So many people have already maybe read Jupiter's Legacy from Mark Miller. And then, of course, Miller World was bought by Netflix to turn all of his stuff into properties for Netflix. And, of course, the Jupiter's Legacy series already came out. But now it came out, I think, over Thanksgiving, maybe just before. It's Super Crooks, which is set in the same universe as Jupiter's Legacy. It does feature some of the characters from the, I guess, the television series. Yeah. But this is done totally in a Japanese anime style. And, of course, it is as over the top with the violence and the inappropriateness that you find in a Mark Miller comic. So you've got that going for you. But this is about a bunch of powered people who are villains, crooks, who are going on one big heist that will get them, you know, like $50 million score.
What are their powers? Do we not know?
So the main character, his is electricity. Another one, the woman, her power is to make you kind of believe anything.
Okay.
You know, she kind of hypnotizes you that way. There's a guy with fire powers. There's a couple of guys. I don't know if they're brothers or just friends, but it's like if you cut off any part of their body, it'll regrow.
Ooh.
And there's another guy who can ghost through things and a guy that can levitate things.
So it's such a different look and style from that Jupiter's Legacy thing, but it's a true spinoff, like you said, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, really. When I saw it, I swore that you had heard it, and I was like, okay, I'll sit down this weekend and watch it. Each episode's like 25 minutes. And I'm there's 13 episodes. I'm about to episode 8. And it's very anime. I mean, it feels like your JoJo's Bizarre Adventure kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if you like that, you'll like the style here. But it's got some, you know, it's got some inappropriateness that you find in Mark Miller. So expect a lot of blood.
Oh, good.
There's naked people, but there are no naughty bits.
Oh, so they may be naked, but you don't see their man wieners. Is that what you're telling me?
Or their lady parts.
Or their lady Virginias. I gotcha.
Yes.
How's the music? Because I see that the composer is Toa Tai from 90s band D-Light.
No way.
Yeah, the music is pretty good. I like the music in this.
Are you kidding me? That's hilarious. Wow. All right. Well, it's good to know he's working. So
one thing, the only thing that I will say about it is that, man, it takes them a long time to get to, hey, here's the, let's break down the heist. It's like First, we get an origin story. Then we get a, you know, like basically 2 hours of one heist. And then, OK, we're going to get together and we're going to do a heist. But in order to do that, we have to go rescue another guy. And then by like episode 8 or 9, whatever I'm on now, it's like, OK, here's the heist that we're going to do. So the last 4 episodes or whatever that I have left are going to be dedicated to just the main heist of the story. Okay. And this is only season 1. So my guess is this is going to be a season 2.
And this is bloody, you say.
I would say it's a little bloody, yeah.
I like a lot of blood. Like bloody
it's not
anime.
Like gore porn.
That's my favorite. Yeah, my favorite anime is where they get real violent for some reason. I don't know what that says about me, but I like a good violent anime. I think it's because I admire the animation quality of it. You know what I mean? Like somebody getting their somebody getting eviscerated in anime means slow motion, crazy, liquidy looking hand drawn effects. It sounds gross, but for some reason I like it.
Now, you see some people get their stuff cut off, you know, body parts and whatnot, and there's blood splatter, and there's that in there. So it's definitely a lot of bad language. So this is definitely not something for your kids unless you want them to learn all the bad words like Scott's grandson.
Sounds like Mark Miller to me. Everything you've described.
Yeah, it really is. It really is Mark Miller. So if you know that going in, then you know everything to expect.
Yeah, and maybe you'll watch it and you'll come away with this reaction. What the f***?
By the way, we talked a little bit about this last week, but I've got to give it to you, Stephen. I watched some of Arcane. I watched the first couple episodes of Arcane. Mm-hmm. The animation style blows Blade Runner, Black Lotus out of the water. You're absolutely right. It's so I was pretty. Really liking Black Lotus animation until I watched Arcane. I'm like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. That's so nice.
And apparently, I guess I didn't know somebody was talking, I think the last time after we were talking about this, that there's like a Warhammer animated series too on like website or like Warhammer TV or something, Scott. So if you're into that 40K thing, there's some Warhammer stuff that I guess is as good as the Arcane stuff.
Yeah, I've heard pretty good things about it. I haven't seen it yet, but I guess you can go sub at the who makes Warhammer?
Games Workshop.
Games Workshop, yeah. So you can go and get like basically it's like a Warhammer streaming pass type thing. It's almost like their own streaming service, and they've got original programming, more coming. But I've heard good things about it. Haven't seen it yet, but I'm curious about it because I love me some 40K, you know. Big fan.
Yeah.
I like that stuff a lot.
Speaking of big fans, Scott, I got a question. Have you had a chance to watch Hawkeye yet?
Yes, I'm all caught up and will continue to be caught up on Hawkeye. That thing's singing all the right songs for me. Plus, it's based around Christmas. I want to watch it while we're leading to Christmas.
Is that your antithesis to Kim's Hallmark Christmas stuff?
Yeah, except she's watching it with me and she's really enjoying it. But let me tell you something that happened the other day. She's watching some of her stupid Christmas movies, all right? Uh-huh. And one of them comes up. I cannot believe this premise exists. Most of them are, she's from the big city. She's going to this small town. Wonder if she'll meet a guy at the store up the road who's wearing plaid and he's super handsome and, you know, whatever. Now, does she really want to go back to New York? Probably not. She'll stay here in Christmas Town, USA. Anyway. That's how it usually is. This one was a lady who was a secret basically a spy, I guess, for the U.S. military, who was trying to get a suspect to give up all the, you know, give it all up on his vast crime empire. Mm-hmm. But she falls for him. He's this handsome, you know, dark and handsome dude. She falls for this guy. And even though, like, they've got surveillance footage and all this stuff of this dude, like, you know, letting it rip about what his dark crimes are and everything, she falls for him, and it's all during Christmas. And in the end, she gets pulled off the case because of her feelings, but eventually they get together anyway. And I couldn't believe they were doing it. It was so bad. Oh my god.
Do any of these Hallmark movies have a woman who comes from the big city and meets a woman who's a small town flower shop owner and falls in love?
Yes, give me a man based a thing where the dude is the one. Yes, Brian, let's get there. Let's get it. I want the guy to come to town. I want it
no,
to be.
No. I'm saying it's a woman meeting a woman, like a
they have
sex.
Those. They've got lesbian
they do.
Ones,
okay, yeah. They do have some of those. Yeah. Okay,
they all got right. The gay ones. They got the lesbian ones. They got the but they're all the same. Again, it's Taco Bell of filmmaking. It's like
it really is.
Four ingredients.
Seven ingredients. Just
yeah,
in
and
a
then they just
order.
Make a show out of it. You just pick one from. All right, well, big city. Okay, cool. Boink. Doesn't really matter the genders. Right. Small town, okay. Guy runs the Christmas tree shop.
But really, it doesn't change anything else but the genders of the two main characters, really.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, all right.
It's a bad time is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I pitched one that was nuclear physicist has to survive in a small town during the nuclear fallout and falls in love with a survivalist as the you know, nuclear winter continues and they fall in love and learn the true meaning of Christmas.
Now I'm into
the holidays
this.
Are all aglow on the Hallmark Channel.
I'm into that idea for real. Like I would watch that. That's the thing you could get.
I wrote it with you in mind, Scott, because I was like, what if Mad Max meets Hallmark holiday special?
Yeah. And they could go out during the fallout, like the, you know, the ash is falling, but it seems like snow.
Oh, like, man. Like they're spinning around in snowflakes, like to make like fallout angels.
The ashes instead of snow. Yeah.
Meanwhile, being irradiated to their doom.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's an amazing idea. All right. Well, let me know when you finish your treatment on the script and we'll push it to our people in Hollywood and get it done. If you want to follow more of the great rumblings of pop culture in the world, the best place to do it, I think, is majorspoilers.com. And I'm guessing there's stuff going on this week. What do you got going?
Yep. I'm prepping all of the previews for this week. So if you want to see what comics are coming out, including new Star Wars comics and Transformers comics and, you know, all sorts of other stuff, we're going to have those run every Tuesday starting early in the morning until mid-morning. You can find them all at majorspoilers.com.
Very, very nice. Is there anything we should do with our water intake? You have any advice for that? Or
I would say, and Brian, you know this from your procedure last week, Stay hydrated.
Yes. Yeah.
You do know that from that procedure.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah. A little more than you wanted, maybe. Carter's in the chat. Carter and I have been... It's really hard for us to sit by idly while Kim watches one of these without
quietly and watch. Yeah,
it's really hard. Yeah. Both of us are like, "Oh my gosh, really?" And it drives Kim crazy. She'll hit pause and look at us like, "Really? You guys are gonna do this right now?" And we just can't help it. Like the guy walk in and go, I don't know, like some unbelievably thing, and nobody would ever do in real life.
Right.
I have to say something.
Yeah,
I have to bring it up, and then you know, and then we get in trouble and ostracized and. That's how it is. All right. Hey, well done there, Steven. It's good stuff. We got a bonus mashup today. Do you guys like to hear it? You guys want to hear this cool mashup?
Yes.
Well, good, because I have one. This is from Jamie. And we got some big stuff coming from him before the end of the year, kind of his end of year best of stuff he's been doing multiple years now.
So excited about those.
It's all very good. But for now, you gotta live with this one, which is called Tickling That Edge.
Okay.
Which is a TWSS, which we determined was
what she said.
There you go. Sounds dirty out of context. So let's see how it goes. Enjoy. Your muscles down there can only handle about 7 inches before everything just shreds. And so
y'all have way more butthole knowledge than I do. I feel.
Yeah, stick that in there. Slide it in the sleeve.
Lots of dicks.
Lots of dicks. All sorts of dicks. So what do you think
I've got one of those. It's an organ.
Okay. Brian's got an organ. I said something while she was doing it, and I think it freaked her out because it was loud. And it'll be lady here and dude here. Yeah. Dude will be doing her. Jeez. Dude. Dude will be giving her the treatment. I'll be getting the treatment over here by the lady.
Yeah, way, way better. Yeah, you fixed that.
My contention that there's probably a third that some guy whacked off, and now it's like, you know, circling Pluto.
Yeah, I heard it too, Bobby.
Oh, damn it. He's going to... Jamie's going to get that.
I bit into something very hard. I'm like, oh.
That's no good.
I pull it out.
There's also coming. Oh. There's coming in Georgia.
Oh, is there?
There is. Yeah, there's coming.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Vagina's good. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
If it's like too wide an opening and, you know, part of your butt cheeks are kind of getting pushed down in there and cutting off the circulation.
My head ain't fitting in your weird little hole. Forget it.
Exactly.
Suck it, Johnson.
Oh, I'm sucking it. I'm sucking it right now, baby.
Like dark brown, shriveled up.
Yeah, yeah.
Limp, dark brown, shriveled up.
It's like those, like those chips.
As if that won't end up in a mashup.
Yeah.
So I went... all over the kitchen. Oh, I turn it around all over the garage, all over the front of the car.
It wouldn't. It felt like it was never going
to
stop.
But I had to lick it to get the smell started. It didn't smell. It didn't. The go ahead, Jamie. Here's a free one for you.
But you're not supposed to jam it up your butt, is what I learned.
This is correct.
Oh shit, I'm not in there yet.
Bam, 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 pounding them in there.
You wouldn't think this is so hard, but like it's not. It's not. Said. It's not that hard in retrospect. But like, there's a lot of
also what you
choose from, right?
And we're already tickling that edge with Five Guys.
Did you just say tickling that edge?
Yeah, tickling the edge.
Is that what just pointing out that would be a great something to capture.
Yeah, I'm sure Jamie needs all the help in the world to find this stuff. So good job. So I don't remember the context for almost 90% of that. I just don't remember what we were saying. So take it, it all at face value, everybody. We said all those things. And
we did. That was all last week.
Yeah. Feels like a lot of it was.
Oh man.
That was great.
Hey, can I throw in a really quick plug for I know we're way past Black Friday. There's only a handful. I'm leaving the sale up on the Andrew Allen CDs until I run out of one of those CDs, and I think there's only like 8 more of the Smooth Federation CDs. So once they're gone, they're gone. We are not doing any more of those. So coverville.com/shop if you want to get one of these $15 deals shipped in, includes shipping anywhere in the US. Five albums, 2 of which are double albums from Andrew Allen, all geeky jazz music, Star Wars, Star Trek, video games, superhero movies, all that stuff.
Nice. Get in there, guys. Still a chance then. Don't
clean
Black Friday.
Clean my cabinet out.
That's right. What are you going to put in there? Did you just decide what to fill it with?
Yeah, so I've got all of these. I keep a lot of just enough USB cables that I might need, but I don't keep if I kept every single one I got, I'd have tons.
Yeah.
But I've got things like that, like PC parts and cables and power supplies or power cables, things like that. And so I've got these great boxes that will fit perfectly in that cabinet. So if I need something, I can just grab the box of it, pull out what I need, put the box back, and not have all this stuff all over the place.
Nice. Look at that. An organizational high point in your life happening right now.
Who needs all these USB cables sitting here right next to my desk?
Nobody.
Why do I have all of these?
Nobody
I don't
wants
need
that.
All of
nope,
these.
Nope, you don't. You don't want them. You don't need them. You don't have them. Put them in a place where you used to keep CDs. That's what I always say.
Exactly.
All right. We are going to get out of here. Before we do, real quick, a reminder that we are supported entirely by your good graces over there at patreon.com/TMS. And you get all kinds of good reasons to do that. For example, always an ad-free experience. You get bonus content every day that we record and put in there that nobody else gets but you. If you're a patron supporter, patreon.com/TMS. I'm going to give some love to a couple of people here. Elisa, who joined recently at our grade A plus level. Mark Jackson at grade A level. And Jason Miller at the grade A plus. Thank the three of them for being a part of the Patreon family for TMS. And if you want to be part of that family too, it's not hard. Just go check it out and sign up. patreon.com/TMS. All right, Brian.
Cool.
Pretty sure that's it. Do you have, you probably have a song or some shit here.
I do. I'm going to really quickly throw out a happy birthday to Jeannie. Happy birthday, Jeannie.
Oh.
You don't tell us it's her birthday, but I'm telling everybody that it's her birthday. Because,
I didn't know that. Why didn't I know that?
Because she doesn't, it's not anywhere you would find it these days. Like she,
I don't even think it tells me on Facebook that she's having a birthday. Does it?
It doesn't. No, she took it off Facebook because she, so I just outed her. Happy birthday, Jeannie.
Yeah, happy birthday.
We love you and we are so happy to have you in our chat room every single day.
This is for her, by the way. We have a brand new version of the birthday.
Ooh,
jingle.
A new one. Excellent. Yeah.
So this is from a while ago. I sent some files to Sam and Sam said, I have some ideas. Can I have these files? I said, yeah, but absolutely. So he made a bunch of stuff. Here's the one we'll probably use the most. Jeannie, this is for you. All right. For your birthday that you don't want anyone to know about. Here it is.
Happy birthday to you.
And a happy new year.
There you go. Look at that.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is like the best of all combos.
I agree. He also figured out a way to auto-tune the weird guide to sound normal. And it's really weird. Like, here, let me play a bit
of this. Yeah, let's hear it. I
want to hear it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
So it's the same line over and over, but he auto-tunes it to be correct.
Oh, that is so weird. Yeah. That is so weird.
It's really weird. I absolutely love it. So thanks for that.
Also, a happy birthday to Matuba, who during that, like, basically I Farrah Fawcetted his Michael Jackson his Farrah Fawcett. He said it was his birthday right before I talked about it being Jeannie's birthday. So happy birthday, Matuba. You're awesome as well.
Yeah, Matuba.
Somebody else has a birthday. You want to know who else it is?
Who?
Like, three great people in our world have birthdays.
Who's that?
It's Shoujo. It's Sarah.
I did know that. Yep. That was
she's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. We love her.
Yeah.
She isn't there somebody else? It was a big one. No.
The guy who invented Craigslist.
Really? Is it true?
Today, yeah.
Craig. Is his name Craig?
His name is Craig, yeah.
I've never really looked into that. I assumed his name was Craig.
But... yeah, he's a guy from Seattle who put up a way for people to trade bicycles or something and turned into Craigslist. And they decided just never to update the interface.
Yeah, they really didn't. But you can get
really
on there
didn't.
And go...
Craigslist looks exactly the same as it did on the...
If you're looking for a local orgy, Craigslist. That's where you go.
Yes. It's on the 8th? Oh, it totally is. Oh, Shoujo, I'm sorry. You put this for the 8th. Well, you're getting it played today because... my eyesight sucks, apparently.
Yeah, Brian had colon on the brain, so it's fine.
Here we go.
All hey. Right. That's a good look. Hey, Brian, speaking of which, why don't you play that request?
I will play Shoujo's request. Sup, nerds, she says. The 8th is my birthday. Look at that. She even says it in two places, and I missed it. And I would like to request a cover of one of my favorite Christmas jams, Run, Rudolph, Run. Random question. If you're out of gas, you grab your gas can and you walk to the nearest gas station, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do people with electric vehicles do? When their cars ran out of juice, do they have a spare battery to charge their engines? Does AAA come by with a charging station? I've always wondered that. Anyway, happy holidays, buttholes.
I really would like to know that as well. I don't know.
That is a good question. Yeah. Like, how's that work? Does Elon Musk swing by and give you a jump?
I don't know. Like, I think you're screwed, right? You're just kind of screwed.
I don't know. Yeah.
If
yeah.
I'm out in the middle
like
of the
little
Nevada.
Hand crank thing in the trunk that is like a in case of emergency deal.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll ask my dad because he's got a Tesla. And I'll
ask
him
he probably knows. Yeah.
What he would do.
Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm in the middle of the Nevada desert on my way to Vegas or Reno or something. And I'm like, oh, I didn't fully charge. Shit, I'm in the middle of Elko and there's nothing here.
And you're just like watching your little electricity gauge go down. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? All right, that's your job. You find out. We'll get an answer.
We'll find out. Okay. I love it. All right, so Shoujo wanted to hear a cover of Run, Rudolph, Run by Chuck Berry. It's funny because this song is called Run, Rudolph in some places. It's called Run, Run, Rudolph in some places. The one I'm playing is actually called Run, Rudolph, Run. And it's by I don't know what else this guy has done. He's a singer, but I hear he's done some acting as well. He put out an album in 2018 called Shatner Claus. Here is William Shatner and a cover of Run, Rudolph, Run. And yes, it's just as good as you're expecting it to be.
Fantastic. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Out of all the reindeer. You know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm breathing like a merry-go-round. Santa, do a
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Damak and Jilajad at Tangara.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.